The views, information, or opinions expressed on the Scullagan podcast are solely those of our hosts and the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors or their employees. This podcast is general in nature and for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition, procedure, or treatment. This episode of Scullagan is sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. Peak is a revolutionary alternative to the traditional staffing model. Ingenuity, intelligence, and keen marketplace insight drives talent management solutions which make a dynamic difference for partner organizations. From entry level to executive level and every role in between, Peak is illuminating a path forward and meeting the future of work head on. For more information, please visit their website at peaktcs.com.
All right, we're recording.
Oh, we're recording now.
Yep. Are you okay. Sure we're recording?
Are you certainly?
I don't think we are.
All right.
God, let me get some more bourbon.
Welcome. Go ahead and post it then. Right. Okay, welcome in, gang, and welcome to episode 8 of our Scullagan podcast. And this is going to introduce our release of our Yoke Bro, the whole process and what we intend on doing with it and the intention behind it. Who thunk it up? Why we thought it was important, and how we believe it may help you and those you care about. So I'm Mike Frazier, as always, and once again, as always, I'm here with my great friend and co-host, Russell Sable.
That's right.
You okay, bro?
I'm all right. I've struggled a little bit. But
really? Okay.
Yeah, I've got this asshole neighbor who, one of our bigger dogs supposedly nipped his child.
Oh, boy.
And that was back in July. And so now all of a sudden it's become such a chaos that they're now suing us.
Oh my gosh.
Because our dog supposedly attacked their child, but the court went around and said otherwise, but they're still suing us.
Wow.
So yeah, that's
yeah, nice.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm doing quite standy.
Okay. Well,
other than that, it is Augusta, Georgia, and it's hot as shit outside.
It is warm today. And you're in short sleeves. I wore a long sleeve today and with a t-shirt under it. And I had on one of my flat caps earlier. And I came in here, and I mean, water was pouring off me, man. I was sweating. So I had to change into a different hat because, you know, I've got this heated up head of
mine. You got a mop right now.
Yes, I do. It radiates
a lot of heat. It looks like a wig.
It is a wig. It's a very nice wig. I paid a lot of money for it. Thank you.
Yeah, mommy wigged you up, huh?
Mommy wigged me up, yeah. That's exactly what happened. She said, I'm tired of looking at your bald ass. So, no, I just decided to grow a little bit more hair to compensate for the areas that had none.
You okay, bro?
I'm fantastic. Just tired as hell, man.
Oh,
you can tell I'm tired. You can tell when I got it. I'm just tired. I've just been running around. We've got so many projects going on right now, but that's a great problem to have. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. So, a good tired.
Well, it's probably because you went to Logan's and had a big ass lunch. And
I did. Well, no, actually, all I ate was some macaroni and cheese, and I drank a couple of beers. That's it.
You went out to a restaurant and you had macaroni and cheese.
Yes. It's good.
Are you an alien?
Potentially, yes. Jeez. I'm hanging out with you, so there's definitely something wrong with me. I don't know if it's alien or just might have to get my mental state checked. But
podcast.
I do this with you. All right, so we're coming in now. It's something we've been working on for a while, and we've been threatening you, our listening audience, with releasing it soon. So here it is. By the time you hear this, we will have truly launched, and we're working towards even a launch party on our Yoke Bro. And it is something that's very close to both of our hearts, and we ask one another constantly. We'll text just a simple Yoke Bro. You, in the beginning of this, when we're sound checking, you were telling me about you Yoke Bro'd James.
Yeah.
And he blessed you with a picture of his new cigar cutter.
Yeah.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, I'm going to have to order one now.
Yeah, it's very fancy. Yeah. He's very proud of it as well. I ordered one. So.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say I'm lucky to have him as a new friend. So.
Yes, you are very lucky.
Yeah.
He's James is a groovy guy. He's great. So. Yeah,
he's an older version of you, I guess.
He's younger than me.
He's younger?
He is younger than I am. But I'm an extremely younger looking, very handsome man. Sometimes it's a curse, actually. So yeah, he is, believe it or not, he is 10 years younger than I am.
Oh, well.
You know,
he's just quieter, I guess.
Quieter, yeah.
You're just a loud, obnoxious motherfucker.
Well, thank you very much. And I appreciate you, sir. So tell me what you really think. I'm just more verbose and, you know, loquacious. Okay. I'll use big words like that. So look it up. So, we're really excited about this because I was paying a lot of attention, and Yokai Bro emanated from me wanting to check in, and Russell checking in on not only Russell but other friends of ours and mine, and asking them were they okay. So I simplified it into Yokai Bro. Mm. We agreed that we really dug it and it was groovy. And we decided to move on forward with it. We've changed it up just a little bit because what we were using, we're now using the fist.
Right.
And we were using, in, I don't know what you'd call it, the OK sign. But I've now been told by multiple people that that's somehow been taken over by the devil worshiping crowd. Is that what that is?
I don't know. A bunch of my friends told me it was stupid ass
garbage going on out there that we don't really care about. But so. Evidently, what we were using may have been considered maybe egregious, or people might have been offended or might have been considered offensive. So we don't want to offend you, dear listener and partaker of our podcast. We're just trying to do our jobs to bring a little bit more insight into men's mental health and also your mental health out there. And also, you know, if we can make little minor changes or suggestions to help you along the way, and also these processes like our Yokai Bro that we might be able to give you so you can, you know, check in on your friends, family, loved ones. And I started off this with, you know, you'll have people, you know, see you there, say, hey, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? And I don't think that a lot of times people appreciate that beyond just the polite gesture that it is. And I believe that there are two kinds of how are you questions. The how are you that is merely a form of the social platitude. And then the more probing how are you, which implies a desire to ask the question because you truly want to know how the other person is doing.
Mm.
And hopefully it's not merely out of you just being a nosy bastard, right? You know, I can't stand that. But I've been told that sometimes when I ask questions, because I've been told I have what is called a boss tone, and coupled with the fact that I make eye contact when I speak to someone, I realize that it can be perceived as me being, maybe being intrusive, pardon me, and may inadvertently convey that they have to say more or tell me more than perhaps they want to. And I have to watch that, how I communicate with other folks. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe you need to be an expert. See, we're not mental health experts, although I have built a business around psychology and industrial and organizational psychology and positive psychology. So I spend a lot of time in it. And a lot of that you'll hear on this podcast revolves around those two subjects. So you don't have to be a mental health professional to reach out to someone and just ask them simply, you okay, bro?
Correct.
Or how they're doing. It's rather simple, wouldn't you agree? I mean, you've used it. You said you did it with James, you do it with other friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think they like it. I use it with everyone I know. I use it with you and other friends we have. And people always seem happy that I did that.
Yeah. I mean, I recently did it with a buddy of mine. I'm not sure if I mentioned on the last episode, but he recently, he has a newborn, and him and his wife and his newborn child, they recently just purchased their first house.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, I reached out to him. I wasn't even aware. I knew that they were looking, but wasn't aware that they had just recently purchased. And until I saw it up on social media, so blah, I cannot talk. Fuck me. Social media.
Drink,
yeah. Well, I might. But on social media, they posted it. It was actually on Facebook. And I texted him. I said, "You okay, bro?" And he goes, "Man, I am so glad you texted me that." He's like, "You have no idea the amount of stress that I'm in."
Yeah, it's amazing.
And he was, you know, "I get it. You have your first child. You know, that's a lot to go through." And even seeing them a few months ago, I could tell that Mamacita was definitely stressed.
Yeah.
but she's a stay-at-home mom. So, and then he, of course, he seems like he's just nonchalant.
Yeah.
He's just doing him. He goes to work, he comes home, takes care of the baby. But he definitely told me, he was like, "Man, just this newborn and then now a new house, trying to get everything moved in."
It's piling up.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's chaotic. He's like, "So I am super glad that you told me about that."
Probably the only person that has asked him, because seeming nonchalant and super chill,
mm-hmm.
or even strong, we've talked about this before, you know, this new age of communication that we're in, where it's different generations communicate differently.
Oh, yeah.
I come from a generation where, like, give an example, you know, like with my parents and my parents towards me and my wife. Like when Star had surgery recently, then I had some work done here recently on my neck. They're immediately asking us how we're doing. How did it turn out? There's a communication. Younger generations, like I find my son, I love him to death and he loves us to death, but dude, he's silent. It's Silent Bob treatment with, you know, Tyler, you don't know if he's alive unless you send him. And half the time he's not checking his text messages or answering his phone because mm-hmm. he's busy, or he says he gets a lot of text messages like from YouTube. I don't understand what that means, but it is a generational thing to me, how we communicate and how we check up on. And I actually told someone today, I was actually having lunch with James today, and I said, but Russell is of that generation, but he is a different level. You have more empathy, you have more understanding, you really go out of your way to try to understand people.
Right.
And when you're a friend, you're a good friend to people. So, you know, I've had things happen. You've checked on me out of the blue before.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, you do. You do a good job of it. But I think it's this new generation of non-communicators, or there's a lot of communication, what I call on symbolism over substance. And I had a question for you, because I think a couple of things here. One is, do we think that we're not asking that question enough because it's tied into our masculinity issues? You know, do we not want to seem weak? Are we not asking questions or not following up on friends? Are we not checking on people because it may make us look weak? Because I actually had someone tell me one time that's why these younger generations, or she told me, I don't know, I don't think she's an authority, of course, but she told me that the reason her generation didn't say thank you is they saw it, or show gratitude more often, was they saw it as a sign of weakness. Uh-huh. I'm thinking, yeah. To me, it's a sign of strength that, you know, but... So I don't know whether it's a sign of, or that it's due to masculinity issues with men, to where we don't want to seem too soft. And then, of course, or is it, I see it as a duty, actually. I wrote this down. Are we ignoring our duty to our friends and our family whenever am I seeing it wrong? I don't know, but I know that it works for me. I've never ran into a bad scenario just going above and beyond. I tie this back to a subject that I'm actually spending a lot of time in nowadays, and it's basically the subject of effort. It's just simply making an effort, man.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing that more often? What has happened? Might want to delve deeper on that at some point, but to me, it's no more than a simple effort. Making an effort and show someone else you give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah,
Grace throws in.
Grace throws in. Thank you.
Thank you. That
it's
people
about
are
time
entitled.
We finally started talking
about time
up.
Over there.
I had
kid.
Enough of your quiet ass.
So Grace throws in, it's entitlement.
And I agree. I think, you know, with this isn't throwing any hate towards your generation, but I think it is with the, you know, the entitlement, the selfishness.
Yeah, you know, I think selfishness is a wonderful word you're attaching.
That, I mean, even in my generation, I'm at the very last bit of the millennials.
Oh, wow.
Back,
I'm sorry.
You know, 95 is that little last bit of it. And, I mean, even in my era, you know, I still have very few friends that are out there, and very few of them will actually reach out to me and ask me if I'm okay, if I'm doing well. The same goes for me. I reach out to most of them.
Yeah.
There's a few people that I've learned to try and reach out to more often now.
Right.
but it's like they're kind of like too quiet. I don't know if it's just that selfishness or maybe they're just kind of scared to show, well, I've got all this shit kind of going on, yeah. and they're maybe just kind of scared to kind of bring it out.
There's also an introversion going on now. It's almost like a plague of it.
Yeah, we spoke about that in the last episode.
We have, this introversion a lot of people have. I think it's tough for some people because they are so introverted to even respond sometimes. Or I've actually had people tell, I've said, did you get the message? Oh, yeah, I got the message. Well, and this is extremely common even in business. You know, you'll send an email and someone will read it. You don't know, well, I mean, unless you get a read receipt back on it, but you don't know that they've read the email sometimes. You have to ask, did you get my emails? Nothing will burn my ass faster than that. I hate that shit. It's stupid because, look, show the respect. To me, it's a respect thing as well. But, you know, Grace is younger than you and I both. She has a sense of duty, I believe. Don't you agree, Grace?
Yes.
She has a sense of duty. She has a different mindset than most that you would meet her age. So is that upbringing? It's, you know, is it just, I believe it is. I believe it's what you're, you know, what how you're brought up and what you're brought up to believe and see. But then I look at my own children who were brought up under a lot of, I mean, we weren't strict parents, but we were steadfast in wanting them to, you know, have respect for other people, to show it, to communicate. But, and I have two children, and one is extremely extroverted to the point of almost, you know, driving people insane sometimes. The other is extremely introverted, but it's gotten a lot better. So they're, you know, my son and daughter are polar opposites.
Yeah. The best way to say I don't know. Grace, what, you are you the only child in your family? You are. Okay.
Well, that's, Grace, that's I didn't know you were an only child, Grace.
I don't know. This is kind of.
I was an only child.
It's kind of weird because I guess it's more of how you're taught when, from your parents more than anything when you're raised. Because, like, we have, there's three of us. There's me and my brother. So there's my brother, me, and then my sister. And we all have a tendency to reach out to each other every now and then. My sister and I have more of a stronger bond because we talk to each other nonstop. My brother is married, so it's kind of harder to kind of reach out to him a little more. And he's got several jobs, so it's kind of, it's more or less, it's not chaotic, but it's just
right.
So a tendency we have more of a chance of getting a reply back from his wife.
The same here. Star and I had better, you know, text his fiance or main squeeze. I don't know exactly what to call her, honestly.
Ah, well,
his lady, and we'll get a quicker response out of her than we will my boy. Yeah. It's not that he means bad or anything bad by that. He's an extremely respectful young man and works hard. But it's just not his communication style.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, I go back to, I think it's the way we, maybe we were raised, but I mean, when I was going through my breakup, it was definitely hard on me, but my brother and my sister and a bunch of other family members reached out. And that was probably, I guess it's more of the bigger issues that maybe some of these people will kind of actually reach out to you and ask you if you're okay. Versus nowadays, it's very limited on, you know, you okay, bro, or if someone's asking you if you're okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm glad that we're bringing out you okay, bro, because I think this is something that needs to be brought up definitely more often.
Initiates conversation as well.
It does.
I mean, I think that, like you've seen and I've seen, you ask that question a lot of times. Now, I've gotten, I'm fine, and then I've gotten, and then you get a deeper insight into it, and you know, it's but I believe it does open up conversation, and I believe the first thing is that people need to be comfortable that you're being genuine, that you're caring, and you know, not just off the, you know, hey, you okay, that type of thing. And but I do believe that I believe it should be treated as a genuine ask that emanates from a place of sincere care, because when we ask you, okay, bro, are you prepared to talk to them about how they're feeling and what's going on in their life? And you may be able to help someone that is struggling feel connected and supported long before they're in crisis. That's the whole concept here. Mm-hmm. And even if they are in crisis, you know, a you okay, bro, could seriously change a life. I really believe that. you know, I've seen it happen with people. I didn't know that you were in, as we've discussed this quite a bit, I didn't know that you were in the mental state you were when you were going through very deep problems or issues, and you were depressed, is the best way of putting that. I didn't know, because if we were around one another, you have an extremely jovial personality, and of course we're always cutting on one another, you know, so you couldn't really tell, you know. It's like we're just constantly at each other, which is just a way that we're, it's our friendship, right, how we get along. And but I didn't know that. And then when we got deeper talking, and that's when I said, well, you know, maybe someone's not asking. So I think that one of the things here is, beyond, you know, I think that if you're going to ask someone, or you're going to send that "yo, okay, bro," which we encourage you to do, you need to be prepared to actually listen. Mm-hmm. Actually listen to the human being that you're sending it to. And now that means zero interrupting, pardon me, zero bias. Keep an open mind. And here I'm going to throw in a quote by Carl Jung, and I'll explain what I mean here. The best political, social, and spiritual work we can do, pardon me, my voice just cracked, we can do is to withdraw the projection of our shadow onto others. And what I mean there with a shadow is sometimes we tend to, like, if someone says, well, I've got a problem. You ever said somebody say, well, how you doing? You tell them, oh, that's not that big of a deal.
Oh, 100 times.
That's, you know, it's projecting their own beliefs, or, you know, and that belief may be no more than an opinion, not based on any fact or experience, and or their bias or a prejudice. And I've always been fascinated by that, because we have different perceptions. So I've never said to someone, well, that's not that big of a deal, or buck up, little camper, get over it. Now, sometimes you have to say that depending on the scenario you're in. But you need to understand that you can't cast your shadow of your own, and that's your biases, beliefs, your whatever that may be, or opinions, onto another human being. You need to be willing to listen to that person, and don't try to solve their problems right away. Sometimes people, that's not your job. Your job is to really listen. Let them speak and encourage them to explain, pardon me. And, you know, I teach communication skills to a lot of people, and just sitting, and this is a major issue with a lot of people, is interrupting when another individual is speaking, because you'll get an idea, or they're, you know, I've had people say, well, I have to speak up because I'm going to forget what I'm going to say. And I encourage them to bring a notepad and jot down so they don't forget it, because you shouldn't interrupt that individual while they're speaking. It's disrespectful. Also, if you listen intently and then you repeat back to them what you heard, and you want to because you want to make certain that you understood correctly, that shows a lot of care. Mm-hmm. That's called mindful listening, and most people really don't, or I'll say some, I don't say most, but some people just really do not know how to do that anymore. Just sit and listen to somebody. You know, you've sat and listened to me before, and I've sat and listened to you.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, you are. And you're doing it very well. Thank you. Well, so you're mindfully listening.
What are you gonna do?
For once. Yeah.
For once.
Yeah, for once.
Okay.
Well. I know. You do all the time, but that's the whole point. I was really, you know, when we talked about this "yo, okay, bro," I wanted it to make a difference. I wanted to speed up, pardon me, and make it possible and easy to just check in on another human being, especially men, because we've talked about men's mental health, and that's what this program is about. So that was the first criterion. I wanted to start there first. And then I thought, well, you know, once we're asking that, you gotta ask that, make that ask from a place in your heart that the person truly matters, and they need to know that they matter. I mean, you'd agree with all that, I'm certain.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're shaking your head yes. I'm just hoping you're not just nodding off.
I'm more curious. Like, this is the second time that your voice is cracked. So I'm wondering.
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you're hitting puberty again. I don't.
You know, I don't know what's going on.
I'm a little worried for you.
I'm a little worried for me as well, to be quite honest with you. Right. So it has.
You got Grace laughing over. So
hey, that's all that matters. Grace got a good laugh out of it. So I don't know what the hell's going on with my voice today.
Well, get it together.
Yes, sir. I'll try.
We got people listening on this.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll work on it. Out there listening, I apologize. My voice is cracking like Bobby Brady. So, yeah. But no, I think that even beyond all that you and I have gone through, and how we're trying to use this podcast as a vehicle to get these ideas and these ways of interacting out there with our fellow man, how we can help people. Beyond that, I believe that doing this is helping us as well.
Oh, yeah.
As individuals.
100%.
And I believe it's helped the people that we know. And I haven't talked to anyone yet that doesn't, this doesn't resonate with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've met anyone.
No, it's every single person that I've reached out to. It's kind of funny, you know, when I turn around and I say, you okay, bro?
Right.
And we'll sit there and we'll chit chat. And most of the time, and it's some of my coworkers, some of it's my buddy up in Canada and my buddy in Statesboro, and we'll chit chat a little bit, and then they'll turn around and they'll reciprocate. They'll say, you okay, bro, back.
I dig it.
So it's like, okay, yeah. All right, well, this is going somewhere. And this
doing is, what it's meant to do.
Exactly. And this is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that's cool. I like it. So now we're going to launch it a little harder. You and I've got to talk about that a little deeper. But by the time you listen to this, there'll be ways you can support that through the shop on the website at sculligan.com. And then we'll be putting out a lot more information about it. But we encourage you to send that out. And I was going to ask Grace. I thought about this in the truck today when I was on the way back here. Grace, have you ever been called bro?
Bro.
Yes. Yeah. You have.
Kidding me? Their whole generation is like that.
Is that acceptable? Okay, well, see, okay, bro, now is
not
interchangeable.
It's not offensive to your generation?
It's not offensive to the lady folks.
Not
to Grace.
Grace
is extremely hard to offend.
Well, it's because she's a badass.
So. She is a badass. Yeah. So Grace is a badass. But no, Grace is very laid back and extremely hard to offend. So I posed that question as well. I was thinking about that on the way in. Because I've actually heard other women say to another woman, bro. And I mean, seriously. And I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, I have. I've heard that.
I don't go out as often as you do.
Whatever. You just don't hang out in the cool places I do, bro.
Yeah, well, Logan's is not the place.
You're on damn HBO comedy special over there tonight because Grace is cracking her ass up.
Well, I guess it's that, or maybe she just absolutely agrees.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right, groovy. So not only is Grace in here to laugh at Russell, but to remind us of the time and keep us in some measure of control over this thing here.
I think we need to get her a mic and we'll see how far we can go.
I would love to do that. Grace, we're going to mic you up on the next one.
Okay.
She would be great. Grace is great. And also, I like her opinion. I like the fact that she has different insight. Mm. It's a different generation. She is, she's a lady. Mm. I don't know if you noticed, but she's...
Well, I don't know.
She's a girl.
It's hard to tell these days.
She's a girl. Well, yeah, I'm not going there. You know, I don't want to have pickets out in front of the building, and, you know, I don't want death threats. But
they don't know where we're at. So.
Well, they'll find us. Wow. Crazy bastards. But we don't want to be found. We just want to help you find yourself. Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, there it
now,
is.
I just did that, and that's not written down. You saw what I just did.
You proud of that?
I am proud of that. Oh, I am a little. Thank you. Shit. Damn, give me a minute or a moment, will you? Just let me bask for just one second.
We don't have time. We're releasing your
okay,
bro. All
right. I'm sorry. All right. So back to this and stop getting me, you know, stop.
No, it's not my fault.
It is your fault.
No.
So I know that, and I don't want to add this in there real quick. I've got one of these things. I've even said it before when I'm talking to you, that it's none of my business, or I'll tell, you know, it's not uncommon for me to say, well, that's really none of my business. But I think, and it's easy to do that. It's to say, well, this is really none of my business right now. We all value your privacy and respect the privacy of others, and you may say, well, it's none of my business, but if you truly care about someone, I believe that you take that step.
Yeah, I've always learned when I've asked that, you know, I'll ask them if they're okay, like, and they'll be like, there's this and this and this and this and this going on.
Right.
And I'll be like, and then they'll be like, and then there's this going on. And it's like, well, that's none of my business, but if you want to talk about it, I was like, I'm a listening ear. Fucking tell me.
So it opened up.
Yeah, and usually, most of the time, they'll sit there and they'll just blow my ear in half about what's going on. And it's like, okay, well, there's a whole lot more going on than what's
right
there. So, you know, I'll try, you know, most of the time, I'll listen, but then, you know, men are always portrayed to be how to fix problems, you know, mm-hmm. we're problem fixers. Mm-hmm. So most of the time we can fix it, but there's some times that we can't.
Right.
So, you know, most of the time all we can do is just be comforting.
You know, I agree with that. That's yeah. And most of the time it's just no more than sometimes people need no more than an ear.
Right.
That's all they need.
Yeah.
They're not looking for your advice sometimes. They're just wanting to be heard.
Mm.
Because, you know, we do have a society right now that we have all these forms of communication, and we've gone over it in different podcasts. But really, a lot of people, with all of this going on, all this communication technology, still feel unheard. Now, that's fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's who's listening or who cares to listen and who you're entrusting to do that. Because if you're looking for solutions on social media, you know, I've seen people put out questions, you know, what should I do or this, that, or the other. I think you're inviting a lot of misery.
Yeah.
When you do that.
Well, I mean, it could be positivity, but there's also going to be that one person that's
right.
just negative.
Right. Or it's going to get you. And
usually that one person brings you down further than you think.
That's right. And
which
you make
what
a
sucks.
You make a perfect point because we seem to ruminate more on the negative than we do bring in the positive. So you could have 99 people come in and say, you know, I really, Russell, your beard looks wonderful. That one person comes in and says, you know, that looks like a damn rat's nest to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and shave it now.
I think your beard looks wonderful. But I'm okay. So Grace is reminding us where we are in this. So that's really, but your beard is beautiful,
yeah,
my friend.
Well, yeah, I know.
Glorious. It's a glorious.
I was told I look like a lumberjack by my mother the other day. But, you know, I said, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Exactly.
And I look like, I was also told that I look like, what's his name? Cornelius.
Oh, UConn Cornelius.
UConn Cornelius, yeah.
Be damned if you don't look just like UConn Cornelius.
I'm just missing a pickaxe.
Pickaxe? Yeah, and you know, an island of misfit toys.
Yeah.
That's where you belong.
Exactly.
I just found it. Next episode, folks, is Russell and
up next is UConn Cornelius.
Yeah, that's right.
we'll talk about that in the next episode.
Yeah. So what do you want to add, brother? We're going to be adding all this stuff to the shop. We're going to be putting out more things on Facebook, of course.
And, of course, we are going to definitely launch a merchandise. We're going to bring up some stuff. We're just going to add it to the shop.
Yep.
It's going to be right there. But, of course, when you buy the stuff from the shop, it's going to go to proceeds to help UK Bro out and, of course, to help out school again.
And men's mental health all over the place, especially in our own community.
Definitely.
I made just a quickie on that one. I made a mention today. I gave someone one of the skulligan, what do you call these things? Skull caps or whatever the hell they are that we have.
The ski caps?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And I was told, wow, this is so amazing. I'm really supportive of what you're trying to do, and thank you for doing that.
People, and they're comfortable.
Yeah, they are. People have a very positive response to this. So we hope that you'll participate with us. Go into the website and you know, check out the store, because by the time this reaches your ears, we're going to have that store updated. And give us your feedback as well. I know you get a lot of it in person. I get a lot of it in person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to be coming up soon with guests. We're going to be adding that, because we're going to transition our room and make it a lot larger and have guests and have a lot more conversation about this topic of men's mental health and how it affects us and how it really has a tremendous effect on our lives and how we not only work, play, and how we parent and how we treat our spouse.
And I will say, you already know who you are when you're coming on. We've already discussed this.
Yeah.
This is Russell, okay? You know exactly who you are when you're listening to this. We've had this discussion multiple times.
Groovy.
You'll be on soon.
And, you know, so, but no, that's really the gist of this. We wanted to launch it, tell you why we're doing it, tell you why it's important, give you access to it. We're going to have a lot of ideas. We're looking for yours as well. This is a simplified endeavor, but one of very it's of a magnitude that I can't even express enough right now. I believe that one of the problems we have right now is the infantilization of young men and of men also of destroying our credibility, destroying our manhood in a manner of keeping us in a constant state of explaining or defensive posturing. There's a lot there, and we need to do away with that, because just as we need women, we need true men. And we're going to have to, and actually I was going to tell you, my wife is going to be on, who is a huge supporter of everything we're talking about, especially the, she doesn't like the whole new man thing.
Is she going to be able to talk, or is she going to be like Grace and be all super quiet?
Oh no, she'll talk.
Okay, she'll talk. Well, yeah. Grace, Star, you better get it together and be ready.
Grace, and you know what? We're going to mic Grace up on the next one.
We should.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Grace is a huge
part of this. I
want to hear
some of the things that she has to say.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Maybe she'll cuss us out or something.
Well, listen, you don't have to work with Grace all day. Grace can get a wee bit on the sassy side. So, yeah, it gets...
We might have to put a camera on you just so I can see this.
Yeah. Put a camera on and watch my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we will eventually be on camera.
Sometimes we'll camera you'll soon. See these looks of, I'm mystified. And you know, I just succumb. I just say, okay, whatever. You know, because if not, she's scary sometimes.
Well, I mean, I that's the way I go about women. Women are usually either happy or they just want to kill you. So you have two options.
That's you.
Well, maybe.
That's you, bro.
Yeah. I mean, even my own mom, she's like,
I love it.
Good morning, son. And then it's like, I'm going to take you out of this world. So I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, okay. We need to have your mom on it sometime.
Well, I'm sure she would be glad to be here. And she would talk about many things that we don't need to hear.
Oh, wow. She's definitely coming on now.
Oh.
If it's going to be about you, she's definitely going to be on.
Mama Sable, you are not coming on.
Mama Sable, you're coming on.
As long as you bring cookies or desserts of some sort.
Yeah, there you go. Definitely. So I'm gonna let you, as always, wrap this thing up. I believe that I've laid it out, and we've laid it out together, what we want to do here and why we're doing it and why it's important. And I'm just going to let you wrap it up, brother, as always.
Definitely. As always, check out our merchandise on skullagain.com. We're getting ready to have, as we're dripping, dropping Yo-K Bro. Again, here we go. I cannot talk. UK Bro merchandise will be up. We're probably going to put in a few different things versus what's already up on the website. So again, check out skullagain.com. Rate and review our show on Spotify or even on Podbeam. Is that correct?
Podbeam.
Yep. And that'll let us know how we're doing. Send us an email I think that's all we have on our website, correct?
Yeah, we have email. We're getting ready to add some different contact, but they can actually contact us through the site.
Okay.
You can email us individually. We'll add that on there as well.
Or you can, you can also message us on Facebook.
There you go, yeah. Use Facebook if you like.
And I'm getting ready to work on Instagram for us, because somebody over here is slacking on Instagram. All right, never mind. We have mixed signals going on here. All right, so I'm going to work on that.
I told you
you're
fixing to light up something, baby. You don't want to light up.
Well, I'll work on Instagram.
You're picking, Grace is like the Tasmanian devil when you get her going.
I feel like she's getting ready to kill me before we even get out of here.
Will.
That's fine. But we'll work on that here soon. Please find us on the website or find us on Facebook. Eventually on Instagram, it'll be up hopefully by the time this drops. Let us know how we're doing. We would like to know how we're doing. If there's something that you want us to talk about, or maybe you want to come on the show, let us know what's going on. And maybe let us know if there's something that you'd like to see in our merchandise.
You need to communicate with us. We're totally beholden to you, the listener, and we're here doing this because we care about what you're going through out there. Like, and you know, I'm not going to beleaguer the point, but that's what we're here doing this for.
Definitely. So, as always, if you're going through any issues or you need to talk to somebody or anything, take a Skullagain. And from here at Skullagain, from Mike Frazier and I, Russell Sable, good night, everybody.
Good night. This episode of Scullagan is sponsored by Work Plus Brain, a research, analytics, and consulting firm established to share analysis, intelligence, and expert points of view on the future of work. The future of work is cerebral. Increase revenue, work less, or get you or your organization in the right frame of mind. Whatever your ambition, our evidence-based coaching and solutions will help you achieve those results or realize your biggest, boldest goals. For more information, please visit their website at workplusbrain.com.